Be Kind When You Can by Eliza Cook, read for LibriVox.org by Amy Graymore. Be kind when you can, though the kindness be little. 'Tis small letters make up philosopher's scrolls. The crystal of happiness, vivid and brittle, can seldom be cut into very large bowls. 'Tis atoms that dwell in the measureless mountain. 'Tis moments that sum up the century's flight. 'Tis but drops that unite in Niagara's fountain. 'Tis rays, single rays, from the harvest sunlight. Stone by stone builds the temple that rises in glory. Inch by inch grows the child till maturity's prime. The jewels so famous in bright eastern story have been nursed, tint by tint, in the blossom of time. 'Tis grains make the desert sheet, trackless and spreading. 'Tis but petals that deck every blossom twinned spray. There are leaves, only leaves, where the forest is shedding its gloom till the density shuts out the day. A word or a glance which we give without thinking may shadow or lighten some sensitive breast, and the draught from the wellspring is wine in the drinking, if quaffed from the brim that affection has blessed. Then be kind when you can, in the smallest of duties. Don't wait for the larger expressions of love, for the heart depends less for its joys and its beauties on the flight of the eagle than coo of the dove. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Be Kind When You Can by Eliza Cook, read for LibriVox.org by Bree Bozier. Be kind when you can, though the kindness be little. 'Tis small letters that make up philosopher's scrolls. The crystals of happiness, vivid and brittle, can seldom be cut into very large bowls. 'Tis atoms that dwell in the measureless mountain. 'Tis moments that sum up the century's flight. 'Tis but drops that unite in Niagara's fountain. 'Tis rays, single rays, from the harvest sunlight. Stone by stone builds the temple that rises in glory. Inch by inch grows the child till maturity's prime. The jewels so famous in bright eastern story have been nursed tint by tint in the blossom of time. 'Tis grains make the desert sheet trackless and spreading. 'Tis but petals that deck every blossom-twined spray. There are leaves, only leaves, where the forest is shedding its gloom till the density shuts out the day. A word or a glance which we give without thinking may shadow or lighten some sensitive breast, and the draught from the wellspring is wine in the drinking, if quaffed from the brim that affection has blessed. Then be kind when you can, in the smallest of duties. Don't wait for the larger expressions of love, for the heart depends less for its joys and its beauties on the flight of the eagle than coo of the dove. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Be Kind When You Can by Eliza Cook, read for LibriVox.org by Chris. Be kind when you can, though the kindness be little. 'Tis small letters make up philosopher's scrolls. The crystal of happiness, vivid and brittle, can seldom be cut into very large bowls. 'Tis atoms that dwell in the measureless mountain. 'Tis moments that sum up the century's flight. 'Tis but drops that unite in Niagara's fountain. 'Tis rays, single rays, from the harvest sunlight. Stone by stone builds the temple that rises in glory. Inch by inch grows the child till maturity's prime. The jewels, so famous in bright eastern story, have been nursed, tint by tint, in the blossom of time. 'Tis grains make the desert sheet, trackless and spreading. 'Tis but petals that deck every blossom, twinned spray. There are leaves, only leaves, where the forest is shedding its gloom till the density shuts out the day. A word or a glance which we give without thinking may shadow or lighten some sensitive breast, and the draught from the wellspring is wine in the drinking, if quaffed from the brim that affection has blessed. Then be kind when you can, in the smallest of duties. Don't wait for the larger expressions of love, for the heart depends less for its joys and its beauties on the flight of the eagle than coo of the dove. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Be Kind When You Can by Eliza Cook, read for LibriVox.org by Corey Samuel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?